All right, it is time for us to take a look at sports here on The Breakfast Club. We'll start off with Monday Night Football. I think the Los Angeles Chargers, formerly San Diego Chargers, are a pretty impressive team. And their quarterback, Justin Herbert, is just amazing. Anyway, I say that the Chargers were home at SoFi Stadium last night, even though Raiders fans outnumbered the home team's fan, even though they had a delay in the game for about 50 minutes because of lightning strikes in and around the stadium area. The Chargers went on to defeat the Raiders by a score of 28-14, handing the Raiders their first loss of the season. So, I mean, definite change of power. But this kid, he looks absolutely amazing. The best of all the first-year quarterbacks I've seen play over the past 5 years, how quickly he's adapted to the NFL. Well, anyway. So, let's take a look at other sports. What should we talk about, huh? What should we talk about? Well, I guess we can talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And that is the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Tonight, one-game playoff to face Tampa Bay. One-game playoff. Game time is 8 o'clock. I'll be sound asleep. And we'll see what happens. So the Red Sox and the Yankees play today for the right to face Tampa Bay. The White Sox and Astros will play when they start. And then the winners of those games will meet, and that team will go to the World Series. The next play-in game will be the Dodgers versus St. Louis. The winner of that game will play San Francisco. The other division, Atlanta against Milwaukee. And once again, they move, come down to two teams, and then the team that will be selected to play in the World Series. So that's the way it looks, and that's the way it starts tonight. For Major League Baseball. All right? Taking a look at college football, the AP Top 25. Wow. It's got five Big Ten teams ranked among the top 11. Interesting this week, though, coming up on Saturday, number 4 Penn State will visit number 3 Iowa. It'll be the first top five game between the Big Ten teams involving Ohio State since number 4 Michigan beat number 2 Penn State in 1997. I'll tell you what, that's quite a conference. So anyway, the top teams, Alabama is number 1. Number 2 is Georgia. Number 3 is Iowa. Number 4, Penn State. Number 5, Cincinnati. Number 6, Oklahoma. Number 7, Ohio State. Number 8, Oregon. Number 9, Michigan. And number 10, Brigham Young University. Those are the top 10. And if we go to number 11, Michigan State is ranked 11th. A lot of good football being played in the center part of this country. Lots of fun to watch it. And the Mets, of course, have declined Louis Rojas' contract for next year after two losing seasons. You're pretty sure that if they're going to hire a new manager and they're going to bring in a new general manager, It might be a little while before that all happens. But once again, the Mets have to change direction just a tiny little bit. All right, that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.